Text numéro 14. Bias persists for women of science. Science professors at American universities widely regard female undergraduates as less competent than male students with the same accomplishments and skills, a new study by researchers at Yale University concluded. As a result, the report found, the professors were less likely to offer the women a job. And even if they were willing to offer a job, the salary was lower. The bias was pervasive, the scientists said, and probably reflected subconscious cultural influences rather than overt or deliberate discrimination. Female professors were just as biased against women students as their male colleagues, and biology professors just as biased as physics professors, even though more than half of biology majors are women, whereas men far outnumber women in physics. Nancy Hopkins, a professor of biology at the IMT, who has long talked about continuing barriers to women in science, described the study as enormously important. Dr. Hopkins said that small slights accumulated over the course of a career slowed many women of science. They don't have the confidence level to get to the top, she said. They're getting undercut. People tend to think that the problem has gone away, but alas, it hasn't. Discussions of gender bias in science and mathematics have long been complicated by a host of factors, including whether women receive preferential treatment through affirmative action or whether innate differences indeed exist between men and women. To avoid such complications, the Yale researchers sought to design the simplest study possible. They contacted professors in the biology, chemistry, and physics departments at 6 major research universities, 3 private and 3 public, unnamed in the study, and asked them to evaluate, as part of a study, an application from a recent graduate seeking a position as a laboratory manager. All of the professors received the same one-page summary, which portrayed the applicant as promising but not stellar. But in half of the descriptions, the mythical applicant was named John, and in half, the applicant was named Jennifer. About 30% of the professors, 127 in all, responded. On a scale of 1 to 7, with 7 being highest, professors gave John an average score of 4 for competence and Jennifer 3.3. John was also seen more favourably as someone they might hire for their laboratories or would be willing to mentor. The average starting salary offered to Jennifer was $26,000. To John, it was $30,000, and the bias had no relation to the professor's age, sex, teaching field, or tenure status. Dr. Handelsman said previous studies had shown similar subconscious bias in other occupations. But when she discussed the concerns with other scientists, many responded that scientists would rise above it because they were trained to analyse objective data rationally. Adapted from the New York Times, September 2012.